Today we are going to read from first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 19, 14 through 17. Chapter 19, verses 14 through 17. I'll read from New King James Version. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had pledged to marry to his daughters, and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." And while he lingered, the man took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed." The destruction of Sodom, Gomorrah, and other surrounding cities, total five cities near Salt Sea. It is a well-known historical fact. At the same time, it's epitome of final, irrevocable destruction over the ungodly and unjust. Our Lord Jesus Christ, during his ministry, he spoke of this specific event of destruction of Sodom, Gomorrah, and the surrounding cities. Matthew chapter 11, verses 23 and 24, Jesus condemning his ministry base, that is Capernaum. And he said, "You, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you." It is a very serious accusation by Jesus Christ. Jesus made it very clear. The sins of the people, inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, are not worse than Jesus' contemporary generation, especially inhabitants of near cities like Capernaum, Bethsaida, and other villages, where Jesus, in his Galilean ministry, performed much miracles and signs than he did in Judah. It means they, meaning those inhabitants in Galilee, in those specific cities, heard clearly what Jesus proclaimed to their ears. So clearly what Jesus did among themselves. But they flatly rejected Jesus Christ as the Son of God. That stubbornness in their hearts and minds, that was the worst kind of sin any human being can commit against God. Stubbornly, rebelliously rejecting God's merciful, loud voices. Now, let's get back to today's text. Lot was visited by angels. Yahweh commanded angels visit Sodom and surrounding cities to see their sins were really unbearable, that they might bring judgment upon them. But here, they visited Lot's family. And then because of Abraham's intercessory prayer, because Yahweh remembered Abraham, showered Lot and his family with unlimited mercies. Well, Lot had two young daughters who were pledged, betrothed to two young men in Sodom. That was not good combination, not marriage binding. But anyhow, angels specifically asked Lot if they have sons, because angels wanted Lot and his family spared from God's impending judgment. That's why Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had pledged to marry to his daughters. Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his sons-in-law, Lot seemed to be joking. Lot was alerted. That's why he told his future sons-in-law, get up, get out of this place, for the Lord, Yahweh, my God, will destroy this city. Of course, Lot's sons-in-law, they did not believe Yahweh. It is Lot's God, not their God. There is a clear line between Yahweh-fearing people and Yahweh-ignoring persons here. Lot listened to angels' warning, and this future sons-in-law of Lot rejected. They went further. They thought their future father-in-law was joking to them. It is dark night, in the middle of night, Lot visited with them and told them. That's why they thought their future father-in-law was joking. Anyway, Lot came home. And time had passed. Now the morning dawned. It means Lot set down and did not do anything. He was ridiculed by his sons-in-law. Somehow he was discouraged, though he was convinced he did not take next step at all. Interestingly, we know that from Apostle Peter's letter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse 6, turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, God condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked, for that righteous person dwelling among them, among those Sodomites, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing, hearing their lawless deeds. Even though the Holy Spirit called Lot righteous, but his righteous faith is so weak. He was supposed to take the next step, encouraging his wife, two daughters, and get out of the city. But instead, he himself was discouraged by his two future sons-in-law's indifferent attitude. He just sat down at his home, he didn't do anything. Do you think we can accuse Lot for his slackness? I doubt. Many a time we are challenged by God. But really, after we heard God's impending warning, how many times have we not taken appropriate, proper response and action? See? Lot is no different from us. We are not better than Lot in that inactive, weak faith, unresponsive faith, discouraged faith. Instead of encouraging himself, he just got discouraged and sat still. That's why we should be humbled. We should accuse ourselves of our unresponsive life. Though we hear, listen, read many proclaimed or written words of God, how many times have we taken them seriously and take positive, corrective actions? Anyhow, by the mercies of God, God made and commanded angel speak to Lot. And also taking action as well, not only speaking to him, taking action. Verse 15, the angels urged Lot to hurry by saying, arise. See, he was discouraged and he sat still upon returning from visiting his sons-in-law. Angels told him, commanded him, arise, take your wife, take your two daughters who are here, and no way you can go visit others, your relative, no more, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the whole city. But still, while Lot lingered. This is what we look like. We do like him in the eyes of God many a time. We linger as he lingered. We are hesitant to take obedient action. So the men, two angels, took final action. How? Took hold of Lot's hand, took hold of his wife's hand, took hold of hands of his two daughters' hand. Total four persons' hand. Two angels. They have two hands. So each take two persons in their both hands. That action is explained. The Lord being merciful to Lot. Lord's mercifulness made those two angels took final action, took each one of those four persons' hand, and they brought him out. Not just him, his two daughters, his wife, and set Lot outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside that the angel said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. Today, let us remember this phrase, this command, do not look behind you. Do not look behind you. We know. Though she was dragged by one of those angels by hand, her head, her neck, turned. Do not look behind. Specifically, that merciful warning. But she looked behind. What she became? Condemned. Destroyed. God made her pillar of salt. Immediate destruction of her body and soul. She was eternally condemned. So, such a phenomenal, extraordinary experience, spiritual experience. Can we recall anywhere in the whole Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, any human being is holding hand with God sent angel? Search, think about it. None. But here, angel took hold of her hand. It is deeply extraordinary spiritual experience, but she did not obey to their specific merciful order, warning. What is it? Do not look behind you. Friends, today by mercies of God, we must not look behind. Rather, we must leave everything behind. so that we may run for our eternal life, not sidetracked, not returning to that spiritually condemned city. We are on our pilgrimage to heavenly, eternal city of God. Whatever we have lived in the past, past is past. Though we were called righteous like Lot in the life left behind, but we were lingering. We were hesitant. Many a time we were disobedient. Yet, by mercies of God, God said, by the mouth of His sent angel, do not look behind. Just focus on your heavenly journey, spiritual pilgrimage. Clear-cut command should be obeyed, not looking left-hand side, right-hand side, or looking back. This is God's unconditional, abundant mercy upon us. Let us go forward and leaving everything past behind. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you for your mercies. You took upon yourself all our sins and miseries. Father, thank you for giving such wonderful Savior and Lord Jesus for us. May His Spirit continue empower us that we may never look back, never look behind, and look toward your eternal, promised, heavenly kingdom through the remainder of our earthly life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.